This edition of Deck 8 is brought to you by Squarespace.
You're listening to Trek FM.
Deck 8.
Hi folks, and welcome to Deck 8, episode 21, and this is our last but one podcast before we break up for Christmas and New Year. Unbelievable that we've come so far, garnered so much in such a short space of time, and it's all thanks to you, the listeners. And this week, as well as the usual news and fan review, we also have an interview with Brandon from Perfect World, which we'll be broadcasting later in the show, and we have a seriously good competition to get to later in the show. As always, here to join me are my cohorts. Of course, there is Mott. Hi, Tom.
Hello.
We have Justin. Hi,
Aaron. Hello. I'm still alive.
Still alive, yeah.
Spirit Universe Aaron that died.
and of course, we have the Eggman himself, Sharon.
Hello. Yeah, I thought Aaron was the Eggman.
No.
I thought Sharon was the podcast's Neelix.
Oh, God. Does that mean we're not allowed to drink his coffee then?
Or is there the Earl root in it?
Well, after seeing his omelette, probably, yes.
I can't believe you guys are podcasting with Mirror Universe Aaron. And you guys didn't know.
Yeah, but we podcast with Tom and he's from Wales.
Yeah, that's worse than the Mirror Universe.
Yeah. So, you're quite tame.
Exactly. I'm the nicer one. He's the meaner one.
When you deal with George and Gracie, anything's possible. And we've also survived Shervin's cooking. So, and Shervin has now had the esteemed honor of having two Deck 8 episodes named after him as well.
Is this one going to be named after him as well?
No, I ain't thought of a name for this one yet. I'll do that afterwards.
By the way, I wanted to mention that I'm not calling Tom mean. I was saying Mirror Universe Aaron was mean.
No, we both work.
Because we all know what happened on last week's podcast where I accidentally said something, but I was not referring it to Colin.
I didn't take it the wrong way at all, so it wasn't a problem.
What was that about the British education system?
No, it was where when I was saying the Canadian Prime Minister is a D-bag.
Yeah.
But it sounded like I actually called Colin a D-bag. And a couple people asked me if I was calling Colin a D-bag. And I was like, no, it was the Canadian Prime Minister.
Because it all flowed into one sentence.
It all flowed into one sentence.
So if you listen to it, it actually sounded like it was calling me a douchebag. So. But no, not a problem. Not a problem. We got quite a bit of news to get through, folks, as well this week. And we've got, like I said, we've got the interview and the competition. And then we've got some announcements at the end about next week's cast. So we shall get started.
Okay, excellent. So I'll be talking about PVV Boot Camp. So this one is for Shervin. Boot Camp is a monthly event that will be held on Saturdays and will last for 1.5 hours. Each session will be geared around 4-step curriculum, which is meant to be provided to you, the student, with foundational PVV skills and knowledge. You will be placed in small groups of roughly 8 students. Each group will be overseen by a head coach and sometimes even assistant coach. The coach's job is to help you become a better PVP player. Each session will include both instructional and sparring, so that students have the opportunity to test out their skills and knowledge. Sparring will also provide the instructor with the opportunity to fight alongside the students and provide them with direct feedback. Initially, space PVP will be the focus, but discover that enough ground PVP students sign up, then the ground PVP sessions will be held.
The first boot camp event will take place on Saturday, December the 29th, 2012. In order to accommodate the global player base, 2 sessions will be held, one at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is 3 p.m. UK time and 4 p.m. Central Europe, and the other at 8 p.m. Central European time, which is 3 p.m. Eastern time zone, 2 p.m. no, 12 p.m. PDT. All in all, these sessions are meant to be educational spaces where you can ask questions, obtain constructive feedback, and improve where you are weak. No noob is too noobish to participate in bootcamp. Come with the gear and the ship you have. Regardless of your equipment, you are certain to learn something and grow as a player.
Take serving, no noob.
I'm actually signing up for that if it's still available to sign up.
Yeah, it's not till the 29th, so, as we will get to. Now, if the personal rewards of bootcamp aren't enough, PWE Cryptic is also providing a number of in-game incentives to players who participate in bootcamp. Here is the rundown. First off, every student who signs up for bootcamp in December will have his or her name entered into a draw for the opportunity to go head-to-head with the Don of DPS himself, Stowe's very own community manager, Bram Flakes. And trust me, if you are still alive after fighting Bram Flakes, you know you've got your build right. You never know what other devs might shout up with him, so you know you could be playing with Xerneas Rex or Kestrel. Students who complete the four-stage curriculum will receive a boot camp pack as a graduation gift. This pack includes a unique title, PvP Boot Camp Graduate, and a free respec token.
Wow, everybody's going to sign up now.
Well, yeah.
And I wonder how long me and Shervin would last against Brandon.
Shervin about a second. Oh, I should imagine Brandon's first attack will take Shervin out.
He'll go after Shervin.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are so kind to me.
I'll say bye-bye to your Prometheus.
I was doing better than Tom in the space mission. And Tom, don't you dare say you were disconnected, because that's not a viable excuse.
Well, Brandon has the Prometheus and all Shervin. So you could learn a lot about your build from him.
Okay.
But you have to concentrate to stay alive first, then concentrate.
Yeah, read the text, you know, stuff like that. You know.
But to be honest with you, I probably wouldn't survive against Brandon either.
Not many people would.
No. Every time I go into like a PvP match, I get destroyed. I'm always the first ship to be targeted. And I'm like, oh, leave my slow ship alone. And they always go after me. They always take me out because, you know, being the Odyssey, they're like, get him. And I'm like, no. And I'm hitting all my heals to try to stay alive, and it's just not working.
Yeah, Brandon going into, I've seen Brandon in STS as you have as well. And he's just a killing machine.
But he has no heals.
He doesn't need them.
He actually does.
No, because he makes sure there's a science officer, doesn't he?
He asked if somebody else can heal him.
Yeah.
So a lot of the time when I played with him, he's like, heal me. Or I'm like, heal Brandon. Because I'm like, he's our heavy hitter. Don't lose him.
Yeah. There's a guy in our fleet who does serious amounts of DPS. He's really, really good. But he needs someone to back him up all the time. So... But I don't mind doing it. I'll quite happily get my engineer and keep him alive and just let him do all the DPS. So it's a happy partnership.
Exactly.
So go on then, Sherman, finish it off.
Okay, sign up for the first bootcamp event, December the 29th, using the forum post. If you are interested in gaining access to even more resources, consider registering on the PvP bootcamp website, which is completely optional, created by @drkfrontiers. As bootcamp grows, you will begin to see PvP resources like ship builds, tactical guides, etc. There is also an affiliated tournament run by @pascalb1, which you and your team can participate in.
So even if you think your build is the build, it could be worth signing up to this just to work out little tweaks on your build. So even if you don't PvP, you can learn about your build.
I desperately need to respec, though.
Yeah. I've signed up for this. I've just signed up for this because I just think it'd be fun to play with other players as well. I mean, I know my one tack is fine because he gets his sniper rifle out and he can one-shot certain enemies. but he's rubbish in space. So, so yeah, if he's on the ground, you're dead. If you get him in space, he's dead. So,
if you get me in both, I'm dead.
Yeah. Shervin dies on Earth space dock.
When did I do that?
Did you insult Q that much that he just decided to kill you and not transform you into an animal?
Yeah.
Well, I did keep pestering him one time to get the whole range of transformations.
They've took that out. They've nerfed that. On the ice race, getting changed into an animal doesn't help you anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I usually win those anyway.
Yeah, but they fixed the bug, because it used to be if you get changed into an animal, you had an advantage. They fixed it, so you don't now. So you go down to the start line, you change back into a human, or whatever species you are. Unfortunately. Damn.
You still win it, though.
Yeah, but it's just more fun doing it as an animal, weren't it? I mean, I did it once as the spider.
I did it once as the spider, and I found it more difficult.
And now I didn't win, but it was just hilarious watching this spider with all these legs going flying on the ice. I actually went straight onto the lake. That's so, you know, then you got to instantly disqualified. So.
You pulled a me.
Yeah.
When I was like, yay, I won the race. And then I was like, failed. I was like, that's embarrassing.
That's embarrassing, yeah. Oh my God, that's not the finishing line. That's the lake. Now, whilst viewing the Friday screenshots, I noticed a Tholian standing over a lava pool, which, as stated, is linked into the Romulan missions. Now, this raises an interesting thought. At some point, a mission is going to take place in the bowels of Romulan. EV suits will obviously be needed, I should imagine, and the prospect of this looks very tantalising. Now, have any of you seen this screenshot?
I have, yes. Have tweeted about it as well.
It looks fascinating. I know Brandon was mentioning it in chat. Have you guys seen this? But I've only gotten to tier 3 reputation on Romulan, and wow, that looks pretty amazing.
Yeah, I reckon it's just like 4 or 5.
It probably is.
Yeah, but I think just... Go on, Shervin.
Well, I was gonna say, I think you can guess that I have not seen the screenshot, but...
Yeah, because it involves reading, doesn't it?
It sounds good because it's like New Romulus. I think they've only sort of scratched the surface so far. I think there's a whole lot more they're going to introduce. So it's nice. It will be good to go into everything they bring.
That wasn't a pun, was it?
Where was the pun? Oh. No, that was unintentional.
Thank God for that.
I'm just wondering if it's related to the next Star Trek film's lava scene.
Ooh! Yeah, that's right. Into the darkness. Into the lava.
Yeah.
Into the lava pool. But it does, I mean, it's that's like a lava fountain behind him as well.
Yeah.
So that means they're actually inside the volcano. And we all know that the Tholians love heat. Because, you know, that's how you kill a Tholian. You kill it, shoot him with your ice gun.
I wonder if there's like a secret Tholian base underneath New Romulus.
Wouldn't surprise me. It just looks like so much fun. And the attention to detail is, even we feel like behind him is like the lava river. Over underneath the lattice that he's standing on, you can see the lava river. And I'm just thinking, is it going to be like the Borg mission, where if you fall into the lava, instead of falling into the plasma, you fall into the lava?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Looking forward to that one.
I wonder if they'll release a new EV suit type.
Well, I've got a blue EV suit, and I've got the orange one we got for the reward. Is it the orange one? Yeah, the orange one. So I've got 3 EV suits. So. Whichever colour I fancy, you know.
Shervin, do you have an EV suit?
I've got the second-hand one you get from the mining station.
Why am I not surprised? You was playing when he was giving away the orange suit.
When was that?
Oh, God. Was it 4 or 5 months ago, Tom?
Roughly, because yeah. Didn't we cover it once?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did cover it.
Well, we've already established this. He doesn't read nor listen to the podcast.
This is true. Yeah.
Well, except from aesthetics, is there any benefit of the special?
Yes, it's a lot stronger.
A lot stronger against what? What do you actually need to protect yourself against?
The
environment.
Foliants.
Hey, I don't even know what foliants look like. Wouldn't know who's attacking me.
Foliants are the ones who look like spiders, Shervin.
Oh.
Spiders in big, nice EV suits.
Yes. So, if you play the 2800 mission, Shervin, which is like a 10-minute, 15-minute mission. Actually, for you, probably be half an hour. But it's a 10-15-minute mission.
Terrible.
Wait, what's the 2800 mission?
In the prison camp on the asteroid.
Where's the... What asteroid?
I can't.
When you played that way. Your VA, you should have played it.
But wait, what?
It's a Dominion mission.
Oh, my God.
Okay, click on the Dominion tab bar. Access the 2800 mission, okay? When you go into like this big hall with all prison cells around you, open the doors. Inside one of the doors is a foliant.
Oh, I think I remember that mission.
Yeah.
I just remember prison cells, but there's been prison cells in quite a few missions, so...
You've seen prison cells quite a few times, haven't you?
It's not answering now, look.
And that was not because I was on mute.
Just do the 2800 mission. So you should have done the 2800 mission anyway because it's got a good reward. It only takes like 10-15 minutes.
Yes, but again, I'm sure someone will say it. I don't read
or pay attention.
I presume you collect your rewards after completing a mission.
No, he doesn't do that because it involves reading.
There's been so many times when it's like I'm like I want to continue to the next mission, but I've realized I haven't chosen the optional reward, so the mission hasn't concluded.
Oh my God. That's what the pop-up box, next time you finish a mission, you know when you get that character that pops up in the pop-up box, it would be a really good idea to read what it says.
I haven't done that in a while.
Yeah,
remember
that pop-up box with the bridge officer problem?
Yeah. Normally when I see one of my crew pop up on the screen, I want to know what he's saying.
Oh my goodness. I have been laughing nonstop. This is just too funny.
Oh boy.
Whenever my first officer pops up, she usually saying something important. Not important, so I usually just close her down.
Oh God. Now I know how war feels on TNG.
No. You know what the funny thing is? This podcast is going to be put on Star Trek's website.
Yes.
Star Trek Online's website.
I think I'm going to keep stim now.
Wow. Do you want to give out your in-game handle at the end, Sean?
I think you actually gave it wrong last episode.
He's going to go into an STF and everybody's going to run away and take the 1 hour penalty.
Oh, God. No, if he signs up for that PvP thing, they're going to want to team up with him. Oh, can I go with Shervin? Can I go with Shervin? So... Oh, boy, what a foliant. You do actually play this game. You're not playing Star Wars or you know Warhammer or something like that, are you? You're not actually playing Star Trek Online.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Oh dear. I'll tell you what, Shervin. If you're playing later and you see a panda coming towards you, it's Warhammer.
That's World of Warcraft.
World of Warcraft, that's it. See, I don't play that either. So there you go. Yeah. Okay. No pandas in Star Trek Online. Well, not yet.
I'll keep that in mind.
Okay. Right. Moving swiftly on before Aaron needs oxygen. Now, before we play our Brandon's interview, we have a little competition, as we stated at the start of the podcast, and we have some goodies to give away for you, our lovely little listeners. And here they are.
The first one we have is the Enterprise Era Uniform Pack. The second one we have is the TOS Formal Uniform Pack. The third one is the TOS Tunic Uniform Pack. The fourth one is the TOS Medical Uniform Pack. And last but not least, the one I want to win, but I can't, 500 STO promotional points for the in-game C-Store. Once redeemable, they turn into 625 promo STO Zen in-game.
Now we have two of each prizes to give away, which, due to Christmas, an extra amount of time to enter. In fact, you will have until the 30th of December to enter, and we will announce the winners in the show we record on the 6th.
Now, obviously, you won't want to wait that long for your prize, so in order to facilitate you enjoying your prize, we will dispatch the relevant codes to the winners after the closing date. Then you'll be able to enjoy your prize over the new year.
So, how can you win these lovely things, and what do you have to do? Well, first of all, it's an email competition. No tweets, please, due to Christmas and so on and so forth. I tend to travel a lot over the Christmas period, so I don't get on Twitter as much, but I can access email. So please, email only. So how can you win? Well, each of us is going to give you a question, and that question will be for a certain prize. And then the last one we'll do afterwards. So first of all, Aaron, do you want to give your question?
Yes, my question is, what is Aaron's nickname that he hates on Deck 8?
There you go, and that's for the Enterprise Era Uniform Pack. Okay, now if you want to win the TOS Formal Uniform Pack, then answer this question from Shervin.
Okay, my question, quite suitably, is what is the most amount of times I've died in one mission? And hint, this was in Hive Onslaught.
And for the TOS Tunic Uniform Pack, answer this question from Tom.
Okay, what is the name of my current in-game Stow pet that looks like a sheep?
Oh, dear. Okay, and for my question, which is for the TOS Medical Uniform Pack, what is the name of the Star Trek podcast that I also do on Trek FM? Okay, and okay. Now for the big prize, which Aaron wants to win, but he can't because he's a member of the podcast, 500 Stow promotional points, which will convert into 625 Zen points to spend in-game. We want to know if you could open anything on Christmas Day that is Star Trek related, what would it be? And what we'll do is we will pick people's names at random for all the prizes. There's two of each, so we'll pick two winners for each prize. And you have, like Tom says, until the 30th of December to enter. And you'll get them before we record the next podcast. So you won't have to wait till the next podcast, but you will get your rewards before the next podcast. So, and clues to all the questions are in the last three podcasts. Okay, so if you're a regular listener, you'll probably know them already. And if you just want the promotional points, just tell us if you could open anything you wanted on Christmas Day, Star Trek related, what would it be? And here is how you can contact us and how you can send us your answer.
Number one, open a channel to the fleet. Channel open,
sir. Right, how to contact us? Well, first of all, the obvious one is Twitter. Now, you can follow Aaron at Stow Admiral Aaron. You can follow Tom at TomBad2378. You can follow Shervin at ShervinSABEGHI. And that's all one word. And you can follow me at COLMH01. Or you can follow my podcast account, which is Trek News Views. You can also follow Deck 8 on Twitter, and you can follow Trek FM on Twitter, which is the network that this podcast is hosted on. And if you follow Trek FM on Twitter, then you'll get to know when it drops, because that's when it gets tweeted first. Now, if you want to feedback to us, you can go to the Trek FM website, www.justtrek.fm, and on the contact bar, select the podcast, fill in the details and the feedback, and you can send it to us that way. Or you can email the Gmail account, which is deck8sto@gmail.com. And if you, like I say, if you want us to do your Foundry mission, or you just want to feedback in general, or have us cover something that you're puzzled about, then that's the way to do it. Thank you.
Okay, now before we play Brandon's interview, it's not interesting to contact things, so I'm now going to tell you my in-game at handle. So if anyone needs a hand with the answers, you know, I don't mind helping you, but you've still got to send an email into the podcast. So my in-game at handle is at A2, the number 2. So that's at A2 Flyer. Do you guys want to give yours out?
Sure. Mine is at Midnight TLC. So it's all one word.
Mine is at Thomas the Great.
So modest.
And have you written yours down, Shervin?
No, but I'm pretty sure.
Because that involved reading.
I'm pretty sure it's at Shervin J, S-H-E-R-V-I-N-J.
You're pretty sure?
No, it's a 9, actually.
Oh, my God.
I popped up last night when we were playing the Federation mission. It's like, Shervin 9 is online.
So what's Shervin's contact in-game, Tom?
It's at Shervin 9.
That is really bad that Tom has to tell you your in-game email.
I thought it's Jay. When I open, I'm stuck. Oh, my perfect world is Shervin Jay.
That's your username, but the in-game at handle is different.
I realise that now.
Shervin, is your sister there smacking you?
She was in the room last week eating off a plate.
I'm just curious, Shervin. When you do the podcast and you read the notes that I write out for you, is that the most reading you do all week?
No.
How did you do in your exams, by the way?
Is that his exams? Okay.
I heard eggs.
In his exams.
I should probably just stop talking on this podcast.
No, don't leave us.
No, I'll just read the news. Although I'll probably still get ridicule from that.
Well, of course. Yeah. Anyway, folks, here's Brandon's interview. So enjoy.
Hi, folks. As stated at the start of the program, I am delighted to welcome onto Deck Out once again from Perfect World, Brandon. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, glad to be back. Yeah. Happy holidays.
And happy holidays to you too. So,
thank you.
Have you got much time off for Christmas? Or?
I will be going down for a little bit to Southern California to visit family. Not this week, but the week after. So, but I will still be. You won't really notice. I mean, I can do. It's crazy how much work you can get done on a smartphone. So, you won't even notice I'm gone.
Yeah, this unbelievable technology that you can hold in the palm of our hands nowadays.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah. Hi, Aaron.
Hello. I have a couple moments to spare.
Yeah, he sneaked out of somewhere that we won't
say. The Christmas party.
The Christmas party, yeah.
Yes, on the bridge of the North Star.
Yeah, he's left Santa alone for 5 minutes to come and talk to us. So we put a call out asking you to send questions in to us, and we got... a real good response from the community. We got a lot of tweets, we got some emails, we got some DMs. And what we're going to do is, because I'm still struggling with the sore throat, as you can probably tell. So Tom and Shervin and Aaron are going to handle the questions, and I'll just interject now and again when my voice lets me.
So my question was asked by Midnight Shadow, who asked, do you have any plans to have any Beat the Devs missions for PvPs?
Yeah, I think those are always fun. Sometimes we do it spontaneously on Tribble. I'll say something on Twitter and we'll get people on. Like the other day, it wasn't really against the devs, but we had some fun with Q, and Q came around and was had some interesting creatures along with him. You can check out my pictures at twitter.com/PWE_Brandflix. So we had fun with that. In terms of PvP, we do have something planned for the boot camp. At least myself, I'm trying to get as many devs as possible together, team up together for some PvP during the boot camp. So we like to do things like that. In terms of planning it out in advance, that's where you'll probably see it, boot camp. And kind of last minute things, kind of surprise fun things to do and jump on and kind of have a little event.
Cool, because didn't you tweet something about that earlier, boot camp?
Yeah, we had a guest blog go up earlier in the week about it, and then it was on StarTrek.com today. So make sure to check it out. Hopefully you can put a link in your show notes. It's really an amazing initiative, first submitted by Sargon, who is a member of the PvP community. And then him and I worked together to kind of brainstorm about it. And then we had a big meeting with the PvP community to kind of set it in motion. And the first session is on December 29th, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to teach players basically some basics of PvP, about your skill, the skill trees and things like that. So it's going to be really great, and there's some even in-game rewards that we're going to be giving out for completing it. So make sure to check out the blog, sign up. Even if you don't want to PvP or you're not, you know, interested in PvPing, you're going to learn great skills that are going to help you through the rest of the game.
This one was submitted by the in-game handle at Serranis, and he or she said, "How did they think we would actually believe the Season 7 changes were to put more dilithium into the game, and isn't the fact that they have been increasing the dilithium sources since an admission that they were?"
So the ultimate goal was to get more dilithium, and players who figured it out were earning more dilithium. One thing that you saw is more dilithium was added to fleet actions, and they were lowered amounts than, say, what you would get from an old STF, but some of those fleet actions were taking 10 to 15 minutes to complete. So players who were participating in where we put the extra rewards were actually earning more. And then once we started to see that, you know, players were still providing some feedback regarding that, once it made it to Holodeck, that's when those other changes came out. So and now you're earning even more dilithium than ever before. For instance, on an STF, if you're using the conversions through the Omega reputation system, you can get up to, I think, 3,960 dilithium ore per run. Kittimer Accord Ground is a great example. You run that, you finish in the reputation hour, you get over 100 marks. If not, I think it's like closer to 134 with the optional. That's 960 dilithium right there. Then you have over 100 marks. You can turn those in for 500 for 50. So then you have an extra 1,000. And then you can get up to 10 extra Borg neural processors that can drop during the run, which 5 of them net you 1,000 each, so that's 3960. So some pretty good amounts there for STFs. Still some great amounts for the fleet actions. We just added in the last patch more dilithium to the fleet action daily. We originally took that away and put in fleet marks. Now we put that back and added fleet marks to it, so that you can complete the fleet action, get the dilithium you would have got for that, and the dilithium from the daily. And we made a big change to the Foundry officer reports. It's now a repeatable mission that has a 30-minute cooldown from when you pick it up, and you get 960 dilithium and 50 fleet marks from that as well. So say you pick it up, you run a 30-minute Foundry mission, you get 960 dilithium and fleet marks, and then you can pick up another mission right then again because it took 30 minutes to complete. Remember that Foundry missions have to qualify, so make sure you look at the text, and as long as you don't see any red text saying that it does not qualify, it will qualify for your repeatable mission.
Shiver might have difficulty reading that text then.
Yeah. And we did this in the show a couple of weeks ago, folks, where I did that experiment to see how much dilithium I could earn now doing normal missions, and I hit nearly enough 4,000 dilithium. So, you know, you can earn your 8,000 a day easy.
Oh yeah, you now can start, you know, earning a couple days of backlogs from a few hours of gameplay. So
yeah, and gold members don't even have to refine it, because when you log in, it automatically refines it. So,
and if you're an 800 day gold member or a lifetime subscriber, make sure to go to Starfleet Academy, because you can run a mission that will refine 1,000 extra dilithium every 48 hours.
Sweet, there you go, folks. Sorted.
If Destination Star Trek London happens for 2013, is there a chance Cryptic could pay for stand and tech and have trusted community members show off the game? And that's from Midnight Shadow again.
It gets pretty tricky when you look at asking people to show off the game in terms of buying booths and things like that. If we were going to do that, we'd make the effort and make it a reality for us to be there. And that's something I'm working with right now, is kind of planning for next year. I know we'd love to go to Vegas again, do another panel, show where we're at with the game since the last time we went. And I'd love for us to get to London as well. Just last year, there was so much going on at the same time. It was so we can better plan for it this year if there is going to be one. In terms of asking the community to go and do it, it would have to be something they did on their own. We wouldn't set up something and then have the community run it for us. You know, for instance, in Vegas, the various podcasts pitched together and got their own booth. Not only were they showing off Star Trek Online, but they were also showing off their various projects. So if fans did that for London, that would be okay. But if we're actually setting things up, we'd want to be there. And we'd invite community members to come along as well and, you know, be a part of it.
Yeah, that's similar to what we did at Star Trek London, Tom, with Deck 8.
Yeah.
Whereas we went around plugging Star Trek Online and got a few people to hopefully sign up for it. So.
Yeah, and we can't thank our community enough for all the support you guys give. It's amazing, and STO is doing phenomenal. So we couldn't thank you enough for it.
Yeah, that's cool, because we enjoy playing the game, so we want it to go from strength to strength. So.
Yeah.
So our next question was asked by @Ocelon in-game, and they asked, can we get an update on the status of the Galaxy X source of separation, or has it been abandoned?
It has not been abandoned. The tech team and visual effects team is still working on it. I don't have an ETA of when it's going to come out, but it's definitely not been abandoned. It is something we'd love to get out for players, and I think it'd be really interesting. There's just a little bit of work and some back end stuff that we have to work on to make it work.
This was asked by Dasu Neko at Jeffrin in game, and they ask, are there any plans to bring out a Dominion reputation system to go with our shiny new Romulan/Omega reputation system?
I don't think we're ready to share what reputations are going to be coming out next, other than the fact of we're considering which reputations make sense and which ones we want to get in. You know, there's been talk on various podcasts by the different devs. You know, they've talked about a PvP or maybe a crafting one or an anti-Tholian. So we'll definitely be looking at, you know, different options, but I don't think we're ready to share, you know, what's next in the pipeline. So you'd want to watch for like state of the games or dev blogs to hear about that. But I wouldn't put that out of the question for someday that there would be a Dominion, themed reputation system.
Okay, the next question was asked by @Ulysses in game, and they asked, are there any plans to improve the Omega/Romulan reputation store and tabs, as some find it unclear to see exactly what you need for each one?
So that's some great feedback. And, you know, we're going through and listening to that feedback and, you know, making adjustments where we can and trying to explain it as best we can. I think most players have a good understanding of how the reputation system works. But as in terms of unlocking items in the store and which are actual items, that's things that we're listening to feedback and investigating how we can make those better.
Right. The next one is from @JMattMiracle, and he wants to know, when can we ever expect Refer a Friend to come back?
Yeah, so this is a great question. It's something that I'm working on. I don't have an ETA of when it's going to be released, but that's definitely a project of mine that will hopefully be coming in 2013, hopefully in the first half of the year. But again, that's not firm or whatnot. We're definitely working on plans for it. You can see it under the community hub on the website that it says coming soon. I should have put TM next to the soon. But it will make a return. So we're working on that. We're experimenting with some Refer Friends for our other games to see, you know, kind of get some tech implemented and then be able to port that over and change it to make it customized for STO. So expect a couple of our other Perfect World games to get that first so we can, you know, then when we bring it to STO, it's the best it can be right from the start. So expect cool rewards and things like that.
So the next question was from @JordanPayne88, and he asked, is Admiral Quinn of Star Trek The Next Generation Season 1, Episode 19, related to Admiral Quinn of STO?
That's a good question. I don't actually know the answer. It's possible, or it's possible it's just completely random in terms of them having the actual same name. That'd be something you'd want to ask Kestrel, who's our lead writer, and you can follow her on Twitter and ask her there at Kestrel, or it might be at Cryptic Kestrel, I forget.
I think so. Can you hear me better?
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, okay. You take number 9 then.
Yeah, okay. Next question is from at Erusk underscore Rux, I think. Will I be able to visit more canon locations in-game, like Tycho City on the moon, Jupiter Station, or homeworlds like Teleprime or Kate Verasta?
Yeah, so I mean, we whenever we have the chance to include new places and whether you know canon or soft canon or whatever is covered that we can add in, we're definitely looking to do that. Usually, and most of the time, you'll see them added when there's a piece of story to go with them or whatnot. So expect more canon places. You see that there are some places in Tau Dewa that are canon that don't have patrols with them, and that means we have plans for them for something else. So stay tuned. It's going to be really cool. And that's also to say that we'd love to go back to the canon places we have in and make them even better. Like, I know a lot of our environmental artists would love to get their hands on some more time to be able to redo Ryza and things like that. So, you know, as STO lives on, we'll be looking at that and adding new places that will definitely seem familiar to players who've watched the TV shows and movies.
Yeah, it's them plot places are really popular with the role players as well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, to be able to go to Tycho City would be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That would be really cool. So, and I'm sure Jupiter Fleet would love Jupiter Station to come into existence.
Well, the next one's from at Gromulan, the subspace is only Ferengi.
Oh, I know this guy. This is funny.
This is a role-playing question, and this is, I assume, in his own wording. Brandon, you've been with the community since before the beta. The Neutral Zone podcast was the start of your STO career. My question is, how do you deal with what is surely a multitude of rabid space groupies trying desperately to sniff at your lovely armpits?
That's totally something he would say. He is hilarious. If you don't follow him on Twitter, you should. He's also great on the show. He does not break character at all, and it's no different with this question. It's really humbling. I really treat myself like a regular player. I don't look at it any differently. I'm in game all the time, and I'm team up with random players, and they'll have no idea who I am, which is great. I love just playing. And then someone will recognize my at handle and be like, wait, are you Brand Flakes? And I'll just say, yeah, it was fun playing with you. Have fun. And, you know, it's towards the end or whatnot. But it's humbling in the sense of, you know, where, you know, passion can take you anywhere. And I love to share the story that, you know, yes, my first podcast was Neutral Zone and then Priority One. And then I wrote for Massively. And, you know, those are all my dreams come true. And my dream was to one day actually work on the project. And I never gave up on it. And here I am. I just celebrated my 1-year anniversary. And it's, you know, it's been the best experience. And every day I wake up and pinch myself because I'm wondering if this is actually happening. So
that's awesome. Neutral Zone was actually the first Star Trek Online podcast I ever listened to as well.
Ugh, it was, ugh, yeah. That was interesting, let's say. I was not too fond of Harry the Hamster, but I was not the director on that. I was just a host.
Tristan, weren't it?
Say it again?
Was it Tristan?
Yeah, Tristan, yeah. Chris, and myself.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
Harry.
I remember. And Harry the Hamster, yeah. I do remember Harry the Hamster. Jeez, that seems so long ago now.
It does seem like a long time ago, but it also seems like it was just yesterday.
Yeah,
so
it's amazing how time flies. But yeah, I did like, I mean, now then you moved on to Priority One, which I also listened to. So, and now that's still going from strength to strength. So it's a nice legacy, Brandon.
Oh, well, thank you.
Have a biopic made of you next.
Yeah, she'll get something in game. apart from
well, I have yeah, I'm in game yeah. two places. Yeah, I have a ship in Task Force Omega. Right when you know where you get to the gateway, you can either go to Gamma Orionis or you can go to the Omega group. I have a ship in there, and then I also have a node in Infected Ground Elite. It says Brandon's node when you try and blow it up.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
And if you want to know where the ship is, if you want to know where the ship is, when you go through the gate, it's on the right hand side.
Yeah, right, and then below your it's. Basically below your port bow when you go in. So below on the right hand side. Or starboard. Starboard's right, port's left.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Yeah. So if anyone wants to find this ship, through the gate, right, down. There you go. So, right. Aaron had a question which unfortunately he's had to go.
No.
I'll ask it for him. Obviously everyone knows he's obsessed with the Borg. So his question is, will we ever see a Borg cube make its way into Federation hands, maybe as a sea store ship or a drop box?
I have no idea. I have no idea. I do know that I can, I don't know if you already have a question, but I can give you some information about the next lockbox.
No, we didn't have that as a question, but go ahead.
Yeah, so it's planned for around our 3-year anniversary, and it's going to be Dominion themed. That's all I can say.
Dominion. Wonder what ship that'll be.
Yep, you can ponder on that for a couple
that
months.
One, yeah. Dominion. Oh my god, I wonder if it's the battleship. That'd be cool.
As far as Borg goes, I have no idea for plans beyond that. I'm sure there are plans, you know, being thought of for what we could do, and lockboxes will continue, and I think they're getting better with each release. Be interesting.
Yeah, the problem that I would think with having a Borg cube as a Federation ship is the Borg fly the ship with the mind. So it's a collective mind.
Yeah, the hive mind. It'd have to be adapted for use, yeah. I guess.
So, and obviously, Kestrel would have to write somewhere to cover that. So, interesting concept, though.
Yeah.
Making it reality is a bit more difficult, though. Right, go on, Tom.
13. Yesterday? Not yesterday. As the new Trek film is out on May the 17th next year, are there any plans to do something in-game to celebrate the arrival of the film?
We'll see. I mean, really, they're in two different timelines, you know? What's going on in the so-called JJ verse and what's going on in STO. So I'm not sure exactly. But, you know, season 8 is currently scheduled for May, and the movie is scheduled to come out in May as well. So we'll see.
Yeah, and I would just like to point out to our Eastern listeners that May the 17th is a European-American date. Obviously, if you're in Japan and places like that, it's September. So, sorry.
Okay, number 14 was, we recently heard about that we will be going up to level 60 in the future. Is there anything in the works to make a fleet admiral rank?
I think that's the goal in the future, is to get a full admiral rank, but I don't think we're ready to talk about plans. We're definitely watching for feedback on the forums and different ideas and things like that. So if you have ideas for what you'd like to see for that rank, make sure to post them on the forums. But I mean, that's the ultimate goal, is to get the next rank, you know, to be a full admiral.
How about Supreme Leader of Starfleet?
Supreme Leader.
Gotcha. What are you, a megalomaniac?
First thing that came to my head.
Yeah. Emperor of the Universe. Do you want something like that? You know.
One of the new things that we're testing for you at the moment is the Star Trek Online Gateway. Is there any info you can give us on new features that will be coming to it?
Yeah, so Gateway is, it just made its way to Holodeck. So in the past, we were just, you were only able to see your Tribble characters. As of earlier this week, you can now see your Holodeck characters, which is awesome. You know, right now you can see your bridge officers, your layout of your ship, what you have on there. But you can also look at your friends and other players. If you put in their name, the character name and at handle in the URL, you're able to look at that. And we're looking at ways to actually allow you to set whether players can do that or not, to look at that. There already are some things that other players can't see that only you can see on your character. So even if they try and look, like, they can't see how much dilithium or energy credits or currency you have and things like that. But we're working on that. And we'd love, I mean, the whole goal, this is just the beginning. These are just the initial batch of features that needed to get in first in order for us to work on the others. And rather than wait for everything, we thought, hey, let's get it out and get people's input and feedback. So, I mean, we'd love to get the duty officer system in there. We'd love to get the fleet system, reputation, things like that. Nothing confirmed right now on what, but just imagine all the possibilities of what could come to it over time. And if you've got ideas, suggestions, feedbacks, or if you find bugs, there's threads in the forums for those that we have the developers who are working on the gateway, our core team at Cryptic, and they're watching those. So definitely participate in those threads, and you never know. You might see your idea implemented.
That'd be cool if they could get the DOFs on there.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That'd be great. And the reputation systems, if you could do that via your phone, that'd be good as well. But the DOFs would be awesome. I could just, I'll quite happily sit at work doing my DOFs.
Same here.
Yeah. Right, go on, Shirving. Number 17.
Okay, number 17 is, the winter event is in full swing at the moment, but mm-hmm. are there any plans for any other holiday events such as Easter?
You know, for our events, we typically stick to things that are Star Trek related in terms of holidays. You know, this is just a holiday winter event, so it's not a specific holiday per se. It's the holiday event in Star Trek Online Q's Winter Wonderland. We'll be looking at First Contact Day again, as well as our 3-year anniversary. And we're always looking at what canon holidays we can include and plan around. So expect those two things for sure early next year, First Contact Day and the anniversary.
Right. This is from someone in my fleet called Nemo.
All right.
I presume it's him anyway, unless there's another Nemo in game. Now that the Galaxy X has been a featured ship, is there any chance that the Lance will be made as deadly as it should be and once was? And can you improve the turn buff layout, as at the moment it's not really a cruiser or a heavy escort?
This would be a question for Captain Gecko. So I'm not sure, but you can definitely follow him on Twitter, and he tweets back to players very often. That's at Captain Gecko, G-E-K-O. But ask him. I think that'd be cool personally. I just don't know.
Yeah, and he did take an awful lot of pleasure in tweeting about the Vesta class and teasing the
Yeah, so he looks at his tweets, so he might just respond to you. So it's worth a shot to email or to tweet him about it.
Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Right.
The next question is from Stan Boy. It says, as a big Andorian fan, can you tell us anything about the Andorian ship? When it will be and what it will be?
Yeah, a little bit. So originally Dan had posted that it was going to be out in the fur in January. But it's going to be delayed at just a little bit. So it'll be out in the first half of 2013. That's the plan. It is an escort. I can say that. It's got really massive guns. So it's kind of, it is a new model. And it does have a custom bridge, by the way. Or it will have a custom bridge. That's the plan. These are all plans. So I can't say they're set in stone. But it's going to be based on an older design. But have somewhat of a new model. There's a little bit of a good amount of information for you.
A lot of big guns, bit.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting with the escort with these massive guns.
It's cool. And it'd be cool if it's got the Andorian bridge on, because I presume they're on about the one, the Enterprise shape.
We'll see. you know, it's going to be really cool. I haven't seen anything yet. I mean, I've seen Enterprise, so I'm sure it'll be somewhat along those lines, but sometimes the environment artists like to have some creativity with it, and, you know, maybe they'll design their own bridge, but base it off that one. And some of these you can see, like the Jem'Hadar bridge and the Ferengi bridge, and my favorite's the Tholian. I think that's incredible.
Yeah, I love that Tholian bridge.
Yeah,
such a brilliant design.
Yeah, so originally scheduled for January, pushed back a little bit, still planned for the first half of the year, and sounds like it's going to be really epic.
I know an awful lot of people are going to be awfully happy about that.
Yeah.
If, as rumored, the next pack is a TNG pack, will the small palm phaser used in Season 1 of TNG be included in it? And can you tell us about any packs that are forthcoming?
I don't know when that is scheduled to come out. I know there's been, you know, some talk about it. I would love to see that gun included too. And if you look at past bundles, there's been some weapon usually based off that pack included. So we can always consider that. I know that there's been talk of a Voyager bundle pack, but I think it's definitely not part of Season 8, but we'd probably look at making a Voyager bundle as we get closer to adding in the Delta Quadrant. So, those are the two that seem to be passed around the most from the devs when they have their interviews and from Dan posting on the boards, is the TNG and a Voyager bundle. We've got TOS, we've got Deep Space Nine. We've got Enterprise costumes and the ship per se, but not an interior. So Voyager and TNG sound like the most likely. I would love to see an Excelsior bridge too, you know, from the motion picture. That'd be really cool.
Oh, that'd be brilliant, because I fly the Excelsior.
Yeah.
That would be, if they put that out, I would snap that up in a sec. Yeah, that would, because at the moment it's got the Constitution Bridge, which is the nearest I've got to that timeline. So.
Same with mine.
Yeah. If they put the even with the little coffee table where Sulu puts his cup down, that'd be cool. I would buy that. Yeah, that'd be cool. And I would definitely buy the TNG pack.
Yeah, we'll elements see.
Of it, because we've got the TNG uniform, you've got Worf's hair.
Right. Yes, yeah. I would love to see a Dr. Crusher's jacket too.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be cool if they can pull that off. That I'm gonna have to buy more Zen points next year.
or you know, you earn a lot of dilithium exchange in game.
Yeah, but doing the podcasting now, my gaming time is considerably less than what it used to be.
You got it. You can't forget to have fun in game too. That was one thing that was really important when doing Priority One, is that remember that you got to enjoy the game too, and not just report on it.
Yeah, no, I'll make a point of playing it on the weekend. So
that's good. Well, I'm always up for teaming, so feel free to shoot over an invite and team up and do some STFs and stuff.
Yeah, so. It's been a long time since I ran an STF with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's quite good because you just kill everything. So.
they call me the Don of DPS in the dev blog, so I got to live up to it.
Yeah. Me and Adam had a lovely conversation off air a couple of weeks ago, and he said, "Have you ran an STF, Brandon?" And I went, "Yes." He says, "Isn't it awesome?" And I was going, "Yes, I know."
Well, I will then pass along to you guys and all of your listeners. Happy holidays, happy new year from everyone here at Perfect World and Cryptic Studios. Thank you guys for what you do each week. You guys put on a great show, and it's my pleasure to come on. Look forward to coming on many times in 2013 and seeing you guys in game. 2013 is going to be huge for Star Trek Online. It's going to be amazing. The content team is double of what it was.
Wow.
It's you're when you learn about Season 8, your jaw is going to drop to the floor. I will say that.
And the Winter Wonderland this year compared to last year is an unbelievable difference.
Oh yeah, tenfold, I would say.
Yeah. It's just so much fun. You can't get hold of anyone because they're always in the Winter Wonderland.
Yeah, right.
That's where I'm going after this.
That's cool. Right, I will see you in there.
Yeah, and the snowball fights, and it's just so much fun this year. It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
I love my ship. Snowman Overlord.
Yeah, and make sure
he got a little bit of a buff to him in yesterday's patch, which is cool. He's got some new powers. It's just people were asking, saying, oh, you're nerfing the fun by increasing that. It's not that. It's the event was ending in like 2 minutes. Like I could hardly finish up my NPC race and then run over to the ice rink and everyone was dead. So this allows people to participate for a little bit. It's not taking much longer, but it's taking a little bit longer so everyone can participate who's on the map. Whatever they're doing, they can finish up and then get over there.
Which makes sense.
Yeah. No, I think we're adding the fun to it. I think players love that. And if they only have a couple hours to be in game each day and they've got other things they want to do, it's over in 2 minutes, isn't that fun? 5 minutes is, I think, pretty good.
Cool. I'm loving it, I am.
Yeah,
all of season 7 is just unbelievable. It's just made so
and
much
it's gotten
difference
better today. Since its initial release. We've been listening to feedback and we've been implementing it. You can see that from the patch notes directly. So your voice has an influence. So keep providing that feedback. Make sure it's constructive. Even if it's, I always say this, even if it's positive, don't just say, "Hey, I love this. Thanks for doing it." Tell us why, so that we can keep doing it. And if you don't like something, tell us why and provide suggestions rather than raging and ranting, because that's not going to get read. Constructive posts are going to get read and considered, so whether positive or negative. So keep that in mind, too. It's important to let us know what we're doing good so that we can keep doing it, and let us know what you're not liking so that we can consider that, when we're making tweaks and such.
Yeah. And it's always nice for someone to hear that you're enjoying something, because then that gives them a boost.
Yeah.
So it's all about patting someone on the back.
Exactly. So. Well, thank you guys again. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. I'll see you in 2013.
Yeah. Have a great Christmas and we'll see you next year. Yeah.
All right. Cheers.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Once again, I'd like to thank Brandon for giving up his time and coming onto the podcast. And he will be back in the new year. So, and hopefully this time we'll all be here, because Aaron won't be drinking champagne and eating canapes and stuff.
Well, if it's not champagne that I'm drinking, it's Romulan ale.
Of course.
Yes.
Of course.
The Bridge of the North Star was a very big party recently.
Yeah.
Yeah, why weren't we invited?
You don't like ya?
Yeah, your sheep was not allowed.
No Welsh people allowed. Sorry.
No, I'm kidding. It was an officer of North Star party only.
Crew only.
Yes, crew only.
Right, foundry time.
Hello, this is yours, Kruk, your not-so-average Vulcan from STO, and a proud member of Stonewall Fleet. This week's episode of Decade will be reviewing my foundry mission I made, called Operation Demon Storm. So this is how it goes. The Federation-protected Romulan colony, the Taru IV, has recently sent out a distress signal, reporting that Tal Shiar forces have been attacking the colony. So these are your objectives. Save the Romulan colonists, eliminate the Tal Shiar threat, and lastly, find out what the Tal Shiar is up to. This mission is a short 25 to 30 minute mission, with both heavy ground and space combat. The combat can be very difficult, since you will be fighting the elite forces of the Tal Shiar, and a few other surprises. But that's where I'll leave it. I'd like to thank Decade for taking the time to review my mission, and I hope you all enjoy it. Live long and prosper, my friends.
As an introduction to this mission, I've decided to give it a one-line critique. So I'll say this right off the bat, and this goes out to all Foundry offers that submit your mission for us to review. The time has come for you to pew-pew for your life. Good luck, and don't sherbin it up.
Oh, God.
So,
Don't pull a
sherbin. So for this mission, we're reviewing Erxrock's Operation Demon Storm. A few things about this mission, as you've already heard the wonderful introduction from him about it. This is a brilliant mission, and this podcaster and Stow player is eternally grateful to this Foundry author for including his unique storyline into it. It's such a high compliment I have to say thank you. I tried to remember when I was reviewing this mission that it wasn't just about that high honor, so I did try to give it fair results. However, I will tell you, I am assigning one bonus mark for this Foundry author for that. In terms of creativity, it has a little bit of everything. Space and ground, you encounter the Borg, you encounter Romulans, you encounter Iconians. So it's got a little bit of everything for everybody if you have different taste. I loved a lot of the custom work that's done. It's not a map that you've seen anywhere, actually, within the game. It's pretty different. I can't much say about the format of it in the sense of that. It's just different. It's wonderful in that aspect. He really thought out things like putting ramps in the water. There's a few things in the water that you have to do and find. This is a mission in which you have to use your tricorder a lot to find things. But it was kind of thought out in the sense that there are ramps. So if your NPCs or your boffs go off into the water, which happened a couple few times, you can get in and out of the water without having to restart the mission. So I like that. The water and the ground aspect was wonderful. The placement of NPCs, definitely very good. I'm giving the category of creativity 4.5 out of 5. In the terms of design, like I mentioned earlier, it had some custom maps. That was pretty awesome. And as design purposes, I said this was one of my favorite parts. It included me. So this is where he's getting the bonus mark. So I'm assigning 4.5 out of 5. Complexity, which is more like the technical aspects of the mission. The mission flow was very good. I understood what needed to be done. The map might have been a little complex to understand where to go at first. I got a little bit confused because there was multiple branch offs. However, if you use your tricorder, it will point you in the right direction. I'm assigning him a 4 out of 5 on this category. For Pew Pew, which is the fighting aspect of the mission. Awesome battles. Loved it. We had space. We had ground. The NPCs didn't just roll over and die, which we've encountered in a lot of missions. A lot of the time you hit them once and they're down on the ground. These NPCs were tough. These NPCs came at you and they stood there for a while firing at you. I did die once in the mission, I won't lie. The space combat, absolutely loved it. And I love the fact that you were helping the Netex. So if you actually spell Netex backwards, it's actually Kitten, which is an Aatrox carrier. Love that. So we're going to give him, on my aspect, a 4.5 out of 5. The fifth category, which is not rateable out of 5 marks, is text. This mission, I'm assigning a medium text related. So if you enjoy reading a lot about the context and what's going on in the mission, this is a little bit more heavy. It's not context text heavy, but it's definitely a medium ranking. So there is a lot more reading to be done here, but not the heaviest you can assign. Overall, I'm assigning, if you actually add up the marks without the bonus marks, I'm assigning 17.5 out of 20 for this mission. Like I said earlier on, because this Foundry author flattered me with adding me to the mission, I'm going to assign him 18.5 out of 20. So there's the bonus mark there. In the end run, what I feel this mission is Shantae, you play. So what I mean by that is definitely play this mission. Jervin, what did you think?
Well, I've got very
I'm just
similar...
curious. Sorry to bust you. I'm just curious if Shervin's going to give him a minus one because Shervin wasn't in the mission.
I'm not... I won't do that. No, but so yeah, I've got similar feelings to this mission about that Aaron does. So for creativity, this was a very well created mission. It had a lot of different aspects, a lot of different enemies, a lot of different ways of fighting the enemies, and there was a story involved. It wasn't just killing a bunch of enemies. So I'm giving this category 4 out of 5 because it was just firm on the creativity. It wasn't boring. Like, there was a lot of stuff to be done. And then on design, the ground mission was a very good design. There was very highly detailed. It wasn't just like a bunch of different aspects put into one. Like, it wasn't just shoehorned in like that. It worked really well as a map. And yeah, the water and ground bit, that was good, because it wasn't just you had to go around on the ground and find things. There was like other aspects to it. And what I liked about the ground map in particular was how there, it just seems like the kind of colony that you would expect the, I want to say, Romulans to be living on. It was Romulans, right?
No, Shervin, it was the Borg.
It seemed like it seemed like a Federation colony, and yeah, so it was very well designed like that. So I'm giving design a 4.5 out of 5.
Shervin, did you just say it was a Federation colony?
Federation,
quite a lot
in
of
the
green in there.
Mm-hmm. As in the kinds of thing you would expect from, like, if there was a Romulan colony that was created on an actual Star Trek show, I wouldn't be surprised if it looked much like that.
Shervin.
You're about to tell me there was a...
No, I'm just going to say, Romulans, big shoulder pads, Folians, lots of legs, Borgs, cybernetic implants. Okay.
I know the difference between the Romulan and the Borg. Maybe not so the Folians, but... Anyway, moving on. Complexity, it wasn't like overly complex that you wouldn't know what you were meant to do. Like, there was a lot of, it says in the mission text, you'll be relying on your tricorder quite a lot for this mission to scan and to see where you need to go. There, the play style, it's not necessarily the same as a lot of other things, but it's not completely different either. Like, you don't need to necessarily be completely experienced to be able to do this mission. I mean, when me and Tom played it, there was about 5 or maybe 10 minutes where we didn't know what we were meant to do. Like, we were searching around for the survivors, but I mean, when we found the survivors and it turned out that we were just meant to be looking for them, not that the game just wasn't working, it was quite good. So I'm giving complexity a 4 out of 5. And then for Pew Pew, the fighting aspect, it was quite well balanced. There wasn't enemies everywhere you turned, but it was quite well distributed, all the enemies. Like, and as Aaron said, they didn't just like kneel over and die. You did have to fight them. Me and Tom, we both died a fair amount of times, and it was, yeah, there's quite a lot of the pew pew factor. So I gave this 4.5 out of 5. And this wasn't just in ground, like, I think the space battles, the one at the beginning and the one at the end, they were very well put together. You weren't overpowered by the other ships, but they weren't easy either. So yeah, this gets 4.5 out of 5. And then the text, it's one of those missions where there's not just one line of text. So like, what you would see would depend on what you would press on some places. So this is a medium, really. You can get yourself involved in the story, or you can just skip past all of it and you can still get a lot from this mission. So this is a medium. So then out of 20 for the category, this gets 17 out of 20 when I add up all my category scores, which is only a half mark away from yours, Aaron. So
how many times did you die, Sherry?
Hang on, I've got the actual figures on my phone. notes. 9.
That's quite good.
Yeah.
How many times did you die, Tom?
Well, 7, but I don't know how many when I was in the server not responding area because my internet decided to go on a Tourette scale.
And to be honest with you, the only reason why I did die once is I went in with a healer.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, I actually went in and played this Foundry mission with the Foundry author. because he wanted to show me his incorporation of me into the Foundry mission. So, by the way, did you all make me angry?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, it was a brilliant day. Oh, I laughed when I found
it. Spoiler alert.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Make me angry.
Okay, from now until 10 a.m. PST on Thursday, December the 27th, 2012, there is a 15% off sale on Master Keys. In addition, for a limited time only, Cryptic are running a special lockbox promotion. Some players may have only recently started playing Star Trek Online. This means that they have missed out on many limited time features that are no longer available for acquisition. In order to offer these players the opportunity to experience everything that the game has to offer, from now until around 10 a.m. PST on Thursday, December the 27th, 2012, players will once again be able to find previously retired lockboxes dropping whilst playing Contact in Star Trek Online. This includes the Cardassian lockbox, Ferengi and Tholian lockboxes, in addition to the current active temporal lockbox.
So if you want the Cardassian Galore class cruiser or the Ferengi Decor Marauder or the Tholian Orb Weaver science vessel or the Time Ship, now is your chance. Please don't forget all other goodies that can be found in these boxes.
And now remember to enter our competition, and also remember next week's show will be pre-recorded, and in fact we're doing it right after this one, so any feedback we receive will be mentioned in the new year.
If we're still here.
Yeah, yes. If the Mayans were wrong.
Now a message about our sponsor, Squarespace. For a taste of what Squarespace can offer you, take a trip to Trek FM. Because the Trek FM website is powered by Squarespace. With its revolutionary layout engine technology, it gives you the freedom to create visually rich pages with any configuration of text, images or blocks, by dragging items exactly where you want them. You can lay things out in a perfect grid, so everything is always aligned. The photo galleries come with next generation features you will love. Enjoy easy uploading by dragging files from your desktop into the browser. Edit images any way you want with Avery. Select the focal point of each image, ensuring the best crop possible. You can make a state-of-the-art blog using the latest version of Squarespace, which is version 6. Squarespace also enables you to make any template your own with a few clicks in the style editor. Choose a preset color palette or select your own fonts, colors, and layout to create the custom look that you want. It has 4 mobile connectivity, be it Apple or Android, and you can make your website the center of your online identity and social life on the web with a vast array of powerful tools. You have inbuilt analytics to view the traffic and behavior of visitors in real time. Learn where they're coming from, what keyboards they're using, what keywords they're using to find you. Squarespace website includes article links, popular tagging, XML sitemaps, and valid XHTML code, all of which make your website loved by search engines. So, how can you join all of these? Well, you can go to squarespace.com/trek and start a free trial. No credit card required. If you decide to purchase, click enter an offer code, and you get to enter the offer code, simply put TREK12 to get a 10% discount. Then you can experience 24/7 support, reliable and sociable cloud infrastructure, and there's no downtime. Nothing to install, no patches or upgrades. It's $8 a month for standard and $16 a month before the 10% off. So go to squarespace.com/trek and give it a whirl. Support our sponsor via that link and you'll support the network as well. And don't forget, if you do decide to sign up, enter the offer code TREK12 to get 10% off. Thanks for listening.
We're dying in what, 6 days?
Yeah.
5 days.
Actually, if you think about it, if the Mayans were right, then no one's going to win that competition anyway.
That's terrible. But still we submit get the your goodies? Answers.
Yeah. So unless you believe in what the Mayans are saying, it's still worth a go.
You know, I wonder if the world ends, what would be Shervin's hell? Oh, I know what it would
text.
Be. text. That's it.
Yeah.
Has to read
wouldn't
everything
be a library?
Over and over and over again.
Yes, that's it. His version of hell would be in the central library.
Like memory alpha.
Yeah. So there you go, folks. That's episode 21, as Sherman says when they're going to record episode 22. So please enter the competition because they are some awesome prizes, especially the Zen one. 625 Zen. Can't be sniffed at. And also, if you do want a Foundry mission running in the new year, contact Aaron and Shervin on Twitter or write to the podcast or tweet one at any one of us if you want to, and we'll pass it on to Aaron and Shervin. You don't necessarily have to do an MP3. I know that's becoming a theme, which I think is great, by the way.
Yeah.
It's also, you know, if you can introduce, but, you know, if you want to send us something to introduce your mission, then, you know, one of us will happily read it out. But, you know, thanks for you participating and feeding us your Foundry missions. Makes these guys' life easier because then they don't have to think, oh, what shall I run this week?
Exactly. And remember, everybody, support your Foundry authors and don't forget to tip them.
Yeah.
Yes, I gave Usk Rusks my first ever tip ever.
Did that involve reading, though?
Well, it's sort of, but there's, what, two lines in the review section, and I didn't write anything, so my mind wasn't too heavily, affected by the trauma.
Oh, my God.
I got a question. Is this the podcast that's airing before Christmas?
Yes.
Yeah.
Aren't we supposed to sing a Christmas carol?
Yes, you three are, yes.
Yes.
Off you go.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings to you wherever you are. Good tidings for Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. I don't know the lyrics of that.
I can't believe you two just left him to me.
I never well, he's the singer on the podcast.
You said you'd join in.
Was all Tom's
idea
Welsh
anyway. Supposed to be famous for their singing voices.
I'm trying to find the one that actually written down.
That's really bad, hanging him out to dry like that when last week you two said you would sing with him.
Well, at least we've got the title of the episode now.
Did you guys sing the Christmas? Did you guys see the Christmas carol that was sent to me?
Yes.
The 12 yes. days of
the 12 days of still yes. Christmas.
Don't mention it. Family friendly. Let's just say you need therapy.
I did not write that. That was sent to me.
Just say we were kind of laughing during the interview.
Yes, 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 because we did feed the Swedes into the conversation, so if you listen to Brandon interviewing, suddenly there was laughter in the background. That's round about the time that tweet come through. So,
and if you want to find out on this tweet, just follow Aaron on Twitter.
Yes. So there you go, folks, episode 21. So we'll see you next week, and don't forget, enter the competition. And send us your Foundry mission if you want us to review it. And so until next week, it's goodbye from me.
It's goodbye from me.
Goodbye and happy holidays.
And Merry Christmas from me.
Bridge, seal off deck 8, corridors A and B.